It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on the Great Eastern.
Industrial espionage and so forth.
Please put your hands behind your head.
You've got 6 hours to clear out of town.
Fashion's back, which is great for fashion.
I couldn't agree more.
Gotham, die in Iceland, watch out, Canada, here we go. Today, Haute Couture comes down to earth with a review of what's on and what's off. Bits and bites may break my bones, but gigawatts do the real damage. And your parents are wrong. Skylarking can get you places. All this for you, with me, on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
I'm pleased to welcome back, I guess, to the Great Eastern, Felix Mullet, host of this television season's smash hit, Monkey Shines.
It's great to be back aboard, Paul.
I should explain that before he went on to private television success, Felix was a researcher assistant here at the Great Eastern.
Well, technically, I was a sub-assistant.
What's the deal?
Well, $3,462 a year, Paul.
Ouch. Sorry about that, Felix.
It's okay. I'm making more than that every week now.
You make more than $3,000 a week?
Yeah.
Wow, the radio thing just doesn't... Well, hey, I don't have to tell you about that. Let's talk about Monkey Shines.
Well, basically, it's just pranks. Mm-hmm. My crew and I stage pranks. Simple ones to very elaborate, and we videotape the results. That's essentially the show.
Over $3,000. But there are regular bits on the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, we have a clip from one of my favorites. I'm not really a doctor.
How are you, Mr. Healy? A little nervous, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you understand why you must remain conscious during the neural surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, the other doctor explained all that to me.
Doctor? I should tell you, Mr. Healy, that I'm not really a doctor.
Oh, God. That's good. That's good. By the way, Felix, how did the surgery go?
Oh, he came through fine. He came through just fine.
Oh, good. Now, Felix, the question that everyone asks about I'm not really a doctor and other features like can anyone aboard fly a plane and one more step and I'll kill him. How did you get into these situations? How did you get in there?
Well, you know, we found that everybody wants to be on television and they'll agree to do just about anything to appear. The two delightful women that appear on the show with me.
Mm, your hostesses, yes. Yeah.
They had sex with me just to get those roles on the show.
No way.
Wait, Paul, it's true.
Oh, that's great. Funny, we've got to beg people to come on our show. I mean, you only came over today to point out how much better off you are since you left.
Oh,
as for
no.
The sex, well, shag, good boy. We have another clip from the program.
Now, this news is as much of a shock to me as I'm sure it is to you. I've done everything I could, but it's final. The mine is to be closed. And where the town is basically company property, I'm told that you are all to be displaced and the town site leveled and sold for scrap.
But what if we don't go?
First, they'll set hounds on you, and if that doesn't work, I'm told they'll come in with airstrikes.
They can't do it. We've got a contract.
Listen, old fellow, this is the 90s. That contract isn't worth the paper it's written on. Now, I suggest you people stop your complaining, go back to your families, and begin packing up. You've got 6 hours to clear out of town. That's all.
They all were gone in 6 hours.
They were left in four.
Oh, that's too good. Oh, man. You know, Felix, it was obvious that I love the show. But there have been some crybabies in the industry who note that your program is a direct knockoff of an American show, the latest shenanigan show. And essentially, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd only seen 30 or 40 episodes of the latest shenanigans show before I put my show together, and I loved it, you know. I'm tremendously flattered to be accused of plagiarizing the creative template of such good work, you know?
And so you should be. It's soon to come off the privates now to go on CBC?
Yes, there's a Monday slot we're talking about.
BCN alumnus Felix Mullet. Knock him dead, boy!
Thanks a lot, Paul.
3,000. Wow.
Yeah!
The deep mauve tint of the Southside Hills fades to brown, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to spit polish the runways at the Hotel Palmer Hotel for the Mid-Atlantic Spring Fashion Sneak Preview. Backstage, a score of eager new runway faces and buttocks were being studiously ignored by a gaggle of supermodel sensations, while behind them, the biggest names in the industry bickered over money and sex. Fashion Fuhrer Karl Lagerlout is back with a cruel new look straight from the Russian front. Siege of Grozny meets Marquis de Sade with a coy hint of Serbian ethnocide. Amazons in angular raincoats goose-step down the runway, glistening with a hard sex appeal that shouted loud and proud, "I am militarist woman of the millennium. Hear me roar, or else." This collection, tailor-made for the hundreds of Russian mob mistresses who pack the house, emptying suitcase after suitcase of American dollars at Lagerlout's feet.
You know, it's so beautiful that fashion is back, and youth and beauty, and you know, corruption is back, and cruelty in lighter tones and modern fabrics are so important now. And you know, death is very contemporary.
That's so true.
So I try to bring all these things together in my latest collection. And you know, money is beautiful, so I think this is something that everyone can be excited about.
I know I am. Carl, thank you. 14-year-old supermodel sensation Anorexia looked the perfect incarnation of a spent cartridge. The lascivious little vixen debuted a new line of gray sheath from Clausewitz. The gunmetal membrane was gracefully revealed by the delta wing tailoring on this latest MIG dress.
I was blown away by the new MIG. Fashion's back, which is great for fashion. And I think the great thing about Carl's collection is that it makes the girls look so much more beautiful than they are, which I think is what fashion's all about.
I couldn't agree more. But of course, many of this season's new offerings are junk. Heroin, that is. Predictably, the train-spotting phenomenon has been snatched up by the exemplary cultural parasites of couture. French designer Vichy offered up a spectacular new line of retro misery, daring in its exclusive use of off-white tones. Jaundiced girls, covered in sores, staggered down the runway before nodding out. And, in an inspired touch, Vichy had his models break into the hotel rooms of the fashion press to rob them and then whore the streets near the Hotel Palmer Hotel, all seemingly desperate for a fix. And this scribbler says, they scored. For the Great Eastern, I'm Lawrence Hiscock Royce in St. John.
Coast to coast in Newfoundland, you're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Paul Moth, the world, the meeting of the two, the Paul Moth interviews. Paul Moth talks to the world, the movers, the shakers, the big, the small. Yasser Arafat.
Now these Hezbollah guys, what is it again that they're trying to do?
Maximilian Schreiber.
Go over that thing with the Airbus for me one more time, will you?
Heidi Fleiss.
By the way, do you ever see Shirley Jones around? How's she doing? She never answers my calls, you know?
The mind, the man, the world. The Paul Moth interviews. New on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock. This week, Paul Moth talks with Brian Tobin, Prime Minister of Newfoundland.
Mr. Tobin? Mr. Tobin? Mr. Tobin? Mr. Tobin? Mr.
Tobin? Join us, won't you? Now it's time for magic, mayhem, and what's that noise from Newfoundland? Yes, it's time for the contest near and dear to the ears of our listeners. We play a noise that comes from Newfoundland. You try and guess what it is. And if you're successful, you get a souvenir from the BCN kiosk up in the lobby of the Big Blue Broadcast Center. Hollis Duffett, keeper of the noise and primo quizmaster, let us in on the secret sound. The There it is, that stomping, stumping sound. So down into the mailbag I go. The mailbag of no return. Pulling out an entry postmarked from St. John's. That's a surprise. We don't often get mail from the capital city. And it's from Malcolm Dunbar. By the wee wills, Malcolm. And Malcolm has put a lot of effort into his entry, and he writes, I've been listening to you, Paul Moth, and I'm just about ready to invite you for dinner. Well, that's quite nice, Malcolm. He continues, I know the noise, and there's no mistaking it. It is the last shovelful of proudly independent Welsh coal going into the coal-fired transmitter of the BCN, and it's wasted on the likes of you and your show, Paul Cinnamon Boothby Moth. Be vigilant. You'll find you are no longer on the air if I have anything to do about it. Beware the Kilmarnock Camerons. And he goes on a bit here. Jeez, Malcolm, I don't know. Maybe you should see somebody about that. Anyway, quiz judge Hollis Duffett, how does Malcolm Dunbar's guess rate in the correct department? We have a winner! Yes, Malcolm Dunbar of St. John's, a quality 100% cotton Great Eastern t-shirt, will find its way to you through the Royal Mails as soon as I can get it in an envelope on Monday morning. Now, notwithstanding your doomy prediction, Malcolm, regular listeners, or at least people who listen regularly to the Great Eastern, will know that when the noise from Newfoundland is identified, we just start all over again with a brand new noise. Hollis, my mains man, let us hear the new noise.
The whole crew stand by for emergency, and the boys lay aloft with the wheels of clear foul headed to it. It takes real steam to weather a blow like this, but while
well, if you think you know what in the world that noise from Newfoundland is, then you have already qualified to enter the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. Just send your guess in an envelope clearly destined to the contest, care of the Great Eastern, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Still in the sound category, but moving from noise to music and Ireland, this is Dar Williams with As Cool As I Am.
Yeah, there was a time I didn't like her love. I liked the climate. She was my sister then. I was running out of time and one-liners. And I was afraid, like you are when you're too young to know the time. So I watched the way you take your fear and forge the horizon. The point you have a word for every woman you can lay your eyes on. Like you own them just because you bought the time. And you turn to me, you say you hope I'm not threatened. Oh, 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 I'm not that petty. As cool as I am, I thought you'd know this already. Watch the woman dance and she is drunk. And she is smiling and she's falling in a slow standing funk. And the whole bar is loud and proud and everybody's trying, yeah. You say the artist, saying is it how she moves or how she looks? I say it's loneliness, suspended to her own like grabbing hooks. And as long as she's got noise, she's fine. But I could teach her how I learned to dance when the music's ended. Oh, 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 and that's not petty. As soon as I am, I thought you know this already. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women. I tried to can get. And if it helps, I say I feel a little worse than I did when we met. So when you find someone else, you can try again, might work next time. You look out of the kitchen window and you shake your head and say, oh, if I could believe that stuff, I'd say that woman has a halo. And I look out and say, yeah, she's really blonde. And then I go outside to join the others. I am the others. Oh, 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 and that's not easy. I don't know what you saw. I want somebody who sees me. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. Right after the Great Eastern, it's Look It's with host Ricky Parabrame. This week, Look It's Lubricants, applications for industry and recreation. Discover the unctuous action of oils and greases, both mineral and organic. Salve your problem on Look It's Lubricants. At 4 o'clock, it's Playlets and Episode 8 of Delbert Onglow's gritty dramatic cycle, Please Make It Stop. Today, Dad's vestigial tale turns out to be just the beginning of the story. A voice from the spirit world helps Mom with her new pyramid scheme. And the chief of police wants answers when sullen daughter Brenda's late. I just can't take it any longer on Please Make It Stop. The BCN Lecture Series returns. For the next 6 weeks, art historian Norman Pilgrim takes modernists and postmodernists to task when he presents But What Do He Mean? Yukuva and the Submonoists, Michael Snow, Ned Brocklehurst and Experientialism, Joseph Boyce. They're all on trial. Professor Pilgrim searches for answers and draws a blank, which apparently is a good thing. The BCN Lecture Series, But What Do We Mean? Sunday afternoon at 3:30. A full weekend of entertaining and informative programming only on BCN 520, All Newfoundland Radio.
Just step through there, sir.
I've got a plate in my head.
Like a metal plate?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got it now. Over here, please put your hands behind your head.
Sure. Could you just hold the mic for me? Thanks. I'm at the entry gate of InfoBelt, an industrial data processing and analysis facility in the new Farben Commercial Park on the outskirts of St. John's. Sailor, mind yourself. All clear?
Good so far. Now, if you'll just step over here.
No way, Seeker. I'm not that anxious for the story.
That's okay, Claude. I'll keep an eye on him.
What a relief.
Welcome to InfoBelt, Paul. My name is Irving Keogh. I'm the public relations officer. Now, you'll excuse the treatment, but we can't be too cautious. Industrial espionage and so forth.
Match, I understand.
This way.
We've been walking for miles past sterile offices, past glassed-in servers, and mini to supercomputers, all humming away in the service of industry.
That's right.
Now, our government has made much of its success in luring you to the island.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that Premier Tobin was so happy about snatching you away from those smug bastards in New Brunswick that he sent Frank McKenna an obscene photograph of the Newfoundland cabinet.
Yes, we were a desirable catch.
Oh, wow. Check it out.
Now, you see, this is the new technology you keep hearing so much about, Paul. The economy of the future.
Well, the only thing is, Mr. Keogh, I don't see that many people are working here.
Yeah, that's right, and there won't be.
Oh, and what is actually going on here?
There's so much data processing, I don't know where to begin. Oh, this is a fun one. Let's stop in here and do some data mining.
Data mining?
Let's have a look.
Okay.
See, we mine available banks of data to draw consumer profiles.
What use is that?
Well, all large corporations are interested in consumer demographics. Can't market successfully without it.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, now, say Furlong Confections comes up with a new knob and they're mounting a marketing campaign.
Uh-huh.
Well, we can tell the people at Furlong's what media their average knob consumers are plugged into.
How can you do that?
By matching the inventory number on a bag of knobs to the direct withdrawal or credit card used for that purchase. This is matched to a subsequent purchase of a magazine or cable subscription by that same cardholder.
This is frightening.
Now, let's make a correlation. And the results are coming up now.
Boy, is that computer ever fast.
It processes at 70 teraflops. This particular machine has a gigawatt of memory.
A gigawatt?
Mm-hmm. Now, the correlation is complete. The typical Furlong knob consumer of today reads People Magazine, listens to VOZG, all Zagner FM.
Oh, geez, don't tell Furlongs about this. They're the sponsors of BCN's Traffic Alert.
Yeah, see, they're wasting good money.
Oh, look, and they tend to be pro-life and have a penchant for pornography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can work this backwards. I can track your consumer behavior and see what we might be able to convince you to buy.
I'm no Skinner pigeon, pal. Try getting at my mind and you'll be seriously disappointed.
Now, just give me one of your credit cards.
All I've got is Canadian Tire, that's it.
I guess that'll work. Now, do you want to turn the tape recorder off for a moment?
Why?
This will be a very revealing portrait of you.
I have nothing to hide from my listeners. Well, that'd be a comfort if I was allowed across the border again. Man, I can't believe all that stuff is in there. I feel violated again.
And all these footwear purchases. Are you an athlete or a runner or something? Why all the shoes? Are you into hiking?
Oh, yeah. Hiking, big time.
Hold on. Women's shoes?
Oh, that's in there. Wow. Easily explained, Irving. They're for my mom. She can't get out, so I pick up her shoes for her.
Well, if she can't get out, why does she need so many shoes?
Oh, see? That demonstrates the shortcomings of your technology.
It doesn't have any shortcomings. It's perfect. This program is now generating a Paul Moth profile based on your consumer history. Are you not a recovering alcoholic?
Yes.
I guess you once resided in Mexico or Guatemala.
Olé! Guadalajara, Mexico.
Habs fan. Yeah? Extrapolates that you haven't had a long-term sexual relationship in some years. Extrapolates tendency to melancholy.
Hey!
Extrapolates reluctance to visit physician. Extrapolates absent-mindedness.
Guilty.
Votes liberal.
Aha!
No?
I've done a lot of things I regret over the years. I've voted for NDP boobs, for natural law lunatics, and once, just once, back when I was drinking, I voted Tory. But I have never, never, ever voted liberal. I still have my dignity.
Must be lonely.
It is. Absolutely fascinating, Irving Keogh. Thank you. And on behalf of the people of Newfoundland, welcome, InfoBelt, to our economy.
Come on, kids! Come on up Gander Bay Way. Come on up to Uncle Jack's Check. It's fun for the whole family. The fur is flying. And Warden Coombs is in hot pursuit.
Come on out now, guys. We have to run out.
Run for it, kids. Your Uncle Jack's got you covered.
Every Saturday at 1, Uncle Jack Shack, only on BCN.
What do we know about ourselves? What do others know about us? What is there to know? What is the price we pay to know about others, not even considering the price we pay when others try to know about us? Why would anybody want to know where I buy my shoes or what magazines I read? And then when they do find out about our, well, I hesitate to say deepest or darkest, how about best kept? When they do find out about our best kept buying habits or desires, they prey on us in a cold-blooded, conscienceless, atavistic grab for nothing more significant than our wallets or our credit. They merely take advantage of the unwary us. We involuntarily provide them with information about our weaknesses, our human failings, our foibles, with no concern about what that does to us. They don't care about who we are, really. They don't want to know us in any of the socially accepted non-biblical ways.
Then they go on their merry way, looking for another bozo who believes in the free market and in chic and style and vogue and in home buying, leaving us behind, vacant, used, and scared to death to ever buy anything or read anything or watch anything else ever again. Goodbye, sucker. Hello, shopper. What can I find out about you that will separate you from some of your money? A guy phoned me last night at home trying to sell me Valentine's Day cards. Live, 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 that's us, the Great Eastern, brought to you from the studios of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland in St. John's. Hollis Duffett was our engineer today, and Ish Lundrigan is always the director of radio. We love receiving mail, so if you'd like to write some, our address is the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. You can also deliver the mail yourself via the internet. Our email address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Check out our website. It's jammed with audio clips and more. The stuff there changes regularly. You can get there through CBC Radio's page or email us for the details. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Serving the island for over 60 years, BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Good afternoon, I'm Erling Biggs, your weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. First, an announcement. Pensioners and other former employees are reminded that the annual BCN Christmas Dinner and Dance will be held December 7th at the Old Colony. To purchase tickets, drop by the station and see the chairman of this year's Christmas Committee, Ricky Parabrame. Now turning to the weekend traffic situation. The city depot has mobilized a full fleet of salt trucks today, following the first snowfall of the season. Ricky will be comforted to know that it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Motorists are asked to give the trucks a wide berth. The city of St. John's, stopping at nothing to keep you moving. Traffic Alert, brought to you by Furlong Confections. Enjoy a Furlong Knob today.